So it's Radio 1, it's Joe Wiley, kind of on the banks of the Liffey, down at U2's studios. Apparently a little Viking ship just went behind us a little second ago. We're going to be joined right now by, well, U2. Bono, good morning. Nice place you've got here.
With the in your hand.
How are you? There's a microphone over there if you'd like to go and sit in one of your lovely settees. Oh, thank you. What is it?
It's the book of instructions.
It's the book, the DV.
Dismantle the atomic bomb.
I will read that, I'll take note, and I'll see what I can do. Right, you sit yourself down. Take the one with the red pop shield. This is going out live on Radio 1 at the moment, so... Yeah, because, I don't know if they're going to be that riveted or not. He's taking his coat off now. Okay, I'll describe. Taking his coat off. He's wearing black today. Denim. Hooded top now stays on.
I'm just changing to something.
Okay, are you sitting comfortably? Are you well?
I'm very, very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting us here. Don't spill that tea.
It's
where you've got it planted at the moment between your legs.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's very exciting. Have you got past the stage of being absolutely petrified that you're releasing a new album now and, God, are people going to like it? Have you still got the fear?
People have been very good at getting rave reviews.
That must be such a relief.
Journalists being very generous, and now we've just got to see if anyone else is interested, really.
See if they buy it.
Yeah. But I don't remember as much excitement on a U2 album ever. On the Joshua Tree or Acting Baby. There's a station in Chicago the other day that took it down from the internet, broke the whatever embargo, and played the album track 1 to track 12 or 11, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then played it again, like repeated, and then played it again all over Chicago, biggest station in Chicago, and all over the US. That's happening. There's a lot of excitement.
Because of the quality of the record. I think so.
Well, I'm glad.
If you'd given a Duff album, then no one would care, would they? They wouldn't bother downloading it. The interest wouldn't be there.
I think, well, the last album started something off for us. I think in the 90s, we got a little too arty for the Americans.
Did you enjoy that period? Because when I just kind of doing research on this, all of you seem to say that period with the Lemon, the pop tour and all that was probably the sticky point.
No,
I enjoyed it myself.
Traveling around in a giant mirror ball Lemon spaceship was actually one of the highlights of my life and
one of the things
I'm most proud of. It was very day glow. It's come from black music, from hip hop. It's like George Clinton's, Parliament. And it was that kind of a vibe. And that album was a very special album. The only disappointment is that we feel we didn't finish the songs and properly, that there was more there on the pop album. But no, the 90s is a really important time for us. Acting Baby, Zaropa. And then even on Passengers, we had a song, which if you had, I'd love to play later on, is Miss Sarajevo, with the big man, the giant Pavlova, Pavarotti. How great was that in the middle of the 90s?
It's very good. We'll play a track of the album, I think, because I've got it here in front of me, conveniently. How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. Should we play Miracle Drug?
Yes, please.
I played it yesterday. I really like this track.
Do you want me to tell you about it?
No, I'll play it first.
Thanks.
And then you can talk about it. But, you can drink your coffee and all that. It's Miracle Drug, then, from U2. Track 2 of How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. Okay, you can tell me all about it now, Bono. The man himself is here, and we're singing along to that while it's going on.
Oh, it sounded good. I haven't heard much of it back.
You were deciding, you were telling us about the lyrics, and...
Four of us came from... went to the same school, secondary school. And when we were leaving, there was this... A young man arrived completely paraplegic, just couldn't move a bone in his body, and had been like that, born without oxygen or something for 2 hours. But he had this look in his eyes, and his mother just believed he was conscious, that he was awake. So she used to read to him, teach him, read stories, poetry, whatever. So then they found this little amazing drug was invented, and it allowed him to move his neck 1 inch. That was the only thing that changed. But they attached then something to his head, and it turns out after he learned how to type, he had all these stories in his head, all these poems in his head. And the first poem that came out of him that he'd had from years back was called I Learned to Bow, and where he was thanking God for science and medicine, and that had set him free. Now I would be very pissed off at God if I was paraplegic for 30 years, but it is the most amazing story. And then he went on to release a book called Damn Burst of Dreams, About our school. And then I think he's in Oxford. He's a genius.
His name's Christy Nolan, is that right?
Very good.
Thank you. Nothing to do with my left foot.
You're such a show-off this morning.
I've done my research.
Very good.
I'm going to play another record. If you're going to get arsy, I'm playing a record. Online. Exclusive to Radio 1. Seemed fitting to play that bit there because we've got Bono with us at the moment. Expecting the rest of the band a little bit later on, I think. But, you know, obviously Bono's the hard-working one. You just heard Razorlight.
Yes.
You quite like them?
I do. I love them. I get a sort of Ray Davies feeling off the singer. Up All Night's great album. And, yeah, very excited about that kind of songwriting.
What sort of stuff were you listening to when you were making this album? Did you go back and listen to early U2 stuff just to remind yourselves where you came from? Because it sounds like that.
No, in the middle of Vertigo, there's a little quote from our first album, Boy, a song called Stories for Boys. And I think we went back just to check it was not too the same. And it's just a little reference because we wanted this to feel like our first album. And that was going into it, that it had to have that vitality, that energy. And also, although I didn't listen to U2 stuff, I did listen to stuff I was listening to when I was making our first album.
Okay, like?
Susie and the Banshees, Buzzcocks.
The Ramones, I just picked up some of the stuff that's lying around here. The Ramones, yeah?
The Ramones.
Boyzone's in here, Bono.
And Boyzone were a big influence in 1981, as you might know. Manzone.
Manzone.
That's who we are. We're Manzone. And, Larry's. Is that, they must be Larry's.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Yeah, the drummer loves pop. He used to listen to Shoo Waddy Waddy, man. Gary Glitter.
I thought you might.
There's a bit of Gary Glitter. There's a song called Love and Peace or Else. If anyone checks that out, there's definite Gary Glitter vibes in there.
Okay, listen, I've got loads of questions. The one question that most people are asking is, how's your Spanish?
Bueno, cuarto en cantado yo valí es BBC Tours Bastados en de cuesto y es que otros Dublin esos Hanover Key
and you knew to right the beginning of Vertigo and the counting thing.
What
can you just clarify? Well, you go uno dos tres catorce. Isn't that 1 2 3 14?
Is it?
Apparently so.
There might have been some drink involved, but there you go.
Okay, fine. A lot of people wanting to know about tours, when that's going to be announced, what kind of places you're going to be playing, and are you going to do Glastonbury?
Oh, I'd love to do Glastonbury. I don't know if we're going to be able to. It's just, I feel like I've missed out on something major in my life. I've never been there. A few people have been really great ambassadors of Glastonbury. Kate Moss is one who's always talking about it, saying it's the best place in the world to be. And
so why don't you play though this year? Or next year, next one?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet.
You should.
And I would love to turn up there. I mean, we have, you know, our whole thing when I get it going, it's once that train gets on the tracks,
I know.
It's hard for it to change direction, so we have to decide soon if we're going to do it.
Okay, because it's not on the following year.
Oh, really?
Just to kind of, I'm trying to help you make your decisions here and kind of, you know, see if you can pull the brakes somewhere.
That's nasty. Well, no, we will definitely must try harder.
Okay, and do you know when the tour's going to be announced? Or is Larry the one who'll know that kind of stuff?
I'm happy to announce it right now.
Go on, then.
There's going to be a tour.
Okay, when's it going to be? Hooray!
No, we're definitely coming in the summer. We'll be, you know, coming to a stadium near you. What can I tell you?
Thanks for that exclusive, Bono. That's great.
Hear it first.
I'm going to play another record and we'll talk more after this. Always that one person. That's Usher then on Radio 1. So we've got Bono with us at the moment. The rest of the band to follow later on, yeah?
We heard that you wanted to spend special time with
quality
each of us,
time.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Quality time.
This is your moment.
So I'm the only one who gets up this early, so
you're keener than the rest of them, obviously.
I guess the age will be last. I'm very keen to be here.
Okay, we're going to play another track off the album in just a little while.